Here with me as per usual. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm about to drink some
Schweppes ginger ale.
Fuck yeah.
That's a shout out to Schweppes, by the way.
As if there's any other kind, man.
And I'm going to start throwing the music in because we never say the music except for Last Time or Twilight Zone, which is actually called Bullet to the Bone. It's not called Twilight Zone. That song was...
It's Twilight Zone, dog.
Is it? Dude, they have three different names on it. Well, anyways, that song you just heard was Rapture by Hurt. That was one of my favorite songs from when I was a teenager. Everybody heard that on K-Rock and all that other bullshit. Just wanted to throw that one out there. How's that Schweppes?
It's pretty good, man. It was just, today's just a Schweppes day, I guess. I woke up and was like, I'm gonna drink a can of ginger ale. It's nice and cold.
Did you have a tummy ache?
No, I don't know, it was one of those days I just hit a craving for it. I was like, yeah, alright.
So those are good. What is... ginger obviously is a root and everything. Do they just like ferment it and just mush it down and add carbonated water to it?
I don't think it's fermented.
I
think it's just club soda and fucking that ginger. But the ingredients here are gonna be fucking carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup. Oh, fuck. Citric acid, caramel color, and natural flavors. Yeah, there's no ginger in it at all. I'm pretty much drinking sugar water with brown color to it. It's soda. I guess
ginger ale's always been one of my favorites.
I like it. Yeah, I've always preferred clear sodas.
Sprites and shit like that, 7-Ups.
Right. Yeah.
I love them. They're better and they're always caffeine free, so they are better for you in the end. You shouldn't be drinking soda. I'm the one to talk. I drink fucking Coca-Cola, which is practically one step above battery poison for your body.
Yeah, that's gross. You ever see it boiled?
Oh my god, I've seen so much. No, I have not seen it boiled.
You can look on YouTube, Coke being boiled. Soda in general being boiled, it's gross. It turns this like thick black molasses looking stuff.
Yeah, because you're burning off all the water and it is syrup.
So bad for you. Soda is so bad for you, anyone who drinks it. The only reason your body can handle what's in it is because of the water. And there's some other ingredient in it too. I think it might be that sulfuric acid. I could be wrong. But it's something to where it tricks your body into be able to process that much sugar. If you were to actually take as much sugar, like spoonfuls of sugar that are in a can of soda, you'd throw up.
Really?
But the only reason you can drink a can of soda is because the other chemicals that are in it, like, trick your body into being able to handle it.
There's some crazy smart people out there who wanted to sell some fucking sugar water, didn't they?
Well, newer stuff, I'm sure old, like, original Coca-Cola didn't have that shit in it. I know it had real cocaine in it.
That would be... I mean, I'm not... powdery type of guy. We're psychedelic people over here, but it would be like, wouldn't it have the same effects as caffeine, except it would like have a numbing agent?
Maybe you numb your mouth. I've never done coke.
Well, are you not over 10 years old? Have you not done any research into
it? Right, yeah, I have. I mean, I've known people who've done it. That's what I think. You probably numb your mouth, give you a little speed high.
You go on the internet for 10 minutes, you can find out what anything does to you, basically. And that's where I get most of my knowledge for drugs like heroin and shit from. It's like, oh, the only reason why I know what heroin does to you is because of Vice videos, number one, on YouTube, and number two is because you look it up. Wikipedia, look at all the bad shit.
I was at a party once with a guy who was on heroin.
Oh, no.
He didn't do it at the party. He can't, like, someone brought him, dude. That guy was so numbed out. He was, like, falling backwards into bookshelves and crashing into shit. It was like he couldn't do anything except just sit there.
I've seen it done in front of me before, and it's just one of them things that's like, ew, get the fuck away from me. Intravenously.
You watched him heat it up?
No, he fucking went to a bathroom and shit, but you could tell he had dropped a needle, and then it's like, oh, this fucking faggot. And then he just, because with my personality, if I like you and shit, I'll bust your balls and whatever. And I was busting his balls like I would everybody else, but then you could tell he was starting to get pissed. And then I fucking was like, fuck you then, man. I just kept busting his balls more, and he wound up fucking slapping me, and I'm like, shut up.
Really?
Yeah, I felt bad. It's like, I shouldn't have been fucking with him. It's like, but Jesus Christ, he comes out the gate, like, starting with me, like, fucking around, like, fatty and shit like that. And it's like, well, fuck you then, fuckhead. And,
right.
And he's all drooling on himself, trying to talk and shit. You could just tell nodding out. It's not a drug that I, per se, want to do. I don't see why people entice to do it. Like, Oxycontins and shit is just synthetic heroin, just different man-made version of heroin. But I guess it really is a good pain reliever. So if you do have a fucked up back and need it, I'm all for it.
It's too addicting. It's too risky, dude.
Oh yeah, it is, man.
When my appendix burst, well, was about to after I got that removed, I didn't take any pain pills. I did the morphine when I was in the hospital. I had this little pump that I could press a button every 5 minutes and give me morphine. But I ended up going through withdrawals from that because I did it too much and it gave me an awful headache. The worst awful headache, dude. But like I just smoked weed.
That's
weed.
I did a tincture. I allegedly did a tincture. Fucking get tired of hearing my voice say that. That's for
what's
sure.
What, allegedly?
Allegedly, just so we don't get in trouble and shit. But anyways, I did a tincture. My friend, a hippie friend, she made me a tincture, which is vegetable glycerin, and just weed. You boil it down, not boil it. If you get to a certain temperature, you can't get it over a certain temperature. You burn off all the THC to it. So you got like 150 to 200 degrees. You got to cook this for over hours. She made it. I ended up with some. And when I had my teeth, like my back wisdom teeth taken out, that's all I was doing. I drank like a bottle of it, and it was the only thing that could really help.
I just the pills are too addicting. It kind of freaks me out because I'm like, I don't want to get addicted to that shit and have to be like, I need to go back and get more.
It's fucking scary,
otherwise,
man.
I'll get sick.
It's not. You should be freaked out. You shouldn't want to be addicted to anything.
I don't know. Like, I've been in a room and I've been offered like cocaine, but like to me, from my own personal perspective, first of all, one time the guy who did it, one of the first time people I've ever seen do it, told me, and this guy. Is not a good person. It's kind of a scumbag dirty person. I have so much confidence I could take on the whole world. It was just like, oh Jesus Christ. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh man. And then like I was at a party once and I was in the bathroom and like a whole bunch of other people came in the bathroom too and I was like, oh whatever, it's a party. What's going on in here? And like all these people, they bust out a mirror and like straws and they start breaking up the coke.
Whoa.
And then it's just like all they did was talk about cocaine while doing the cocaine. Like, it just came off, like, selfish. Like, all they did was, like talked about times they did coke before, and they wanted more. Like, you know, like, that's all it was fucking about, dude. And it was just like, whoa, is that really what it's about? You just sit there kind of get tweaky and talk about coke
tried it
while
once.
On coke?
I have tried it once myself, and it didn't do enough or anything, or didn't do anything to me. So I'm like, well, I'm good. I'll pass. Not cup of tea. Like, I've tried weed. First time I tried weed, I had a great time. Me and my friend, my brother, we all were just partying next to a fire. We eat Pizza Hut. Had a fucking laughed our balls off, man. You see people who are actually on coke if you end up in that scene and not forced into it, but you're never really forced. Just get the fuck out. Just tell them to fuck off.
Unless someone just blasts you with a handful of powder.
Well, then you are forced, like in a... What's that?
Start tweaking.
What's that? This is the end. The one with Seth Rogen, that new apocalyptic movie that came out.
Oh, yeah, Michael Cera.
Where Mike Cera goes up to McLovin and he's like, I've never done coke before.
That movie had some funny moments. I'm going to give you all my weight.
Are you sure you can handle me?
That movie is good, man. I like that movie.
That was a really good movie. I liked it. Made me laugh.
But how we were talking about heroin, it reminded me of a movie called Killing Zoe. And it's a movie a lot of people haven't heard about. It's a heist movie that's actually really good, but the beginning half of that movie is the guys who are about to do the heist, They're all doing heroin.
Oh, nice.
And the guy's like, the guy's constantly just drugging his friend, supposed friend. What it is the one guy's real good at cracking safes, and he knows a guy, and then he goes to Europe to help his supposed, they used to be best friends when they were younger, and he comes in and they break a safe and heist the bank and this and that, but he's always like, oh, but you must. He's like slipping pills in his mouth. He's like, nah, man, I don't want to do it. And he's like, oh, but you must.
The guy who's getting the pills is the safe cracker?
The guy who's feeding the drugs is his like friend. The guy's feeding the safe cracker all these drugs the night before. Before we do this, we must celebrate. And he's like all fucked up, and he whispers all this, and he's like, I have HIV from a dirty needle. He's like whispering it, all this fucked up shit to him, and telling him about his life, and it's like, Jesus Christ. And it turns into one of those high-tension heist movies where you're sitting there like, oh, fuck.
That's cool. I've always liked movie. Them type of movies. Killing it's Zoe. There's them type, like, was it Train Spotting? Was that another heroin
type movie? Yeah, it's a joke movie too. Obi-Wan crawling out of the toilet.
Yeah, we ended up watching that at your house. I can't get down to a real, like, drug. Scarface was, like, a real
we
drug
didn't watch
movie
Train Spotting ever together.
You sure?
I saw that movie when I was, like, younger and I didn't.
All right, maybe it was someone else. I have a thing where I'll put one face to every single history of mine. Kyle was my brother when we were actually growing up. All three of us.
Your fucking guy.
No, somebody, it must have been a girl who I was hanging out with then or something, because I just knew, I was like, man, this movie is not my cup of tea.
See, one thing I don't like Fear and Loathing, I feel is overrated. I don't like being, when people go, hey, let's do drugs while watching a movie about drugs. No thanks.
No, the idea. I like Fear and Loathing as a movie, but it's in general, it's not like I'm going to go run out. I did not watch that movie and was like, I want to try ether. I want to try acid. I watched that movie as it was entertaining to me. Like, oh, look at these assholes.
I just like Johnny Depp.
Yeah, so do
I. I like that movie until Christina Ricci enters and they're like,
oh, that gets weird. That gets super awkward. Weird.
They're in an awful colored like hotel room and yelling on the phone and shit. This movie isn't like fun anymore. It's like,
did you ever read the book?
No.
The book is pretty good. I have it somewhere. I know, that's a fact. I like the book.
I watched that Rum Diaries one time too.
So have I. That's a slower pace.
It made me
movie.
The part in the beginning when he's all hungover and he's hot and sweaty and the guy calls him out on having a hangover, it just made me think of having a hangover and how awful that feels. Especially when you're real sick, like you're about to feel like you're gonna puke and you're like sweating. And you got the shakes and shit, you're like,
oh, I know that. Because it feels like you're sick. That's all it feels like. Your body just hates
you.
You know what I mean? You're dehydrated as fuck and you're poisoned. And
blame it on the...
I'm not being a beer Nazi or anything like that. I like booze. Just moderate. Just like everything else. Moderation.
I went from, when I first started drinking pretty hardcore. I was like 18 in high school and every weekend. Party! Couldn't have been good for my liver. Dude, I used to drink hard booze. I used to get fucked up, dude, all the time. That's when I first started meeting you. Remember there was one time I was in a jacuzzi with like four other guys, and I'm wasted in a jacuzzi with my friends, and Jared keeps walking by, and he goes, Dick Cappuccino, you guys are gay. Dick Cappuccino. Within like 15 minutes later, Jared's in the jacuzzi with us. This is awesome! Like, he's just wasted.
It's such a cliche TV moment. It's so fucking hilarious. There's been a few times where that has happened where I'm like, man, is my life a fucking TV show?
Later that night, I'm going to call your creeper status. Jared smoked a cigarette and watched two people fuck in the same room.
What?
Yeah, you did. One of our buddies was having sex with a girl on the couch, and I guess he didn't realize you were in the room, and he saw the cherry light up on the end of a cigarette. And
I do not remember this. Maybe I was just sitting there smoking a cigarette, and I didn't know what was going on.
I think you knew.
I swear to God, I don't.
That's
something that I would remember. That's something I would remember.
Not good to see news.
Who's our friend after we get done with this?
I'll call him up. He remembers.
Because I have no recollection. I remember one time I'm sitting in the garage and I'm smoking a cigarette and people are having a conversation. They didn't know I was there and I thought it was hilarious. After about 2 minutes of me sitting in the corner smoking a cigarette, they look, is somebody over there? I'm like, yep. And they just, ah!
Dude.
I remember that.
Dude, I don't get spied on. Dude, like, playing ninja, one time I was on a bridge with a friend, and we were chilling, me and this girl was hanging out talking, and another car pulled up, I'm like, oh, people, so we, like, hit on the side of the bridge, it was like a cement sides, we just chilled, these people sat for maybe 15, 20 minutes, they were, like, literally 4 or 5 feet from us, talking about going to the library, they're, like, younger kids, like, I go to the library, blah, blah, talking about playing, like, games on their computer and shit, and then they left, and it was like, wow, we were literally, like, in arm's reach of those people and they didn't even know. And it's like, how many times has someone been in arm reach of me and I didn't know? Like,
many.
Fucking don't get spied on. Don't get spied on. I think about people just popping, looking through their shades, watching you as you walk outside. You're like scratching your nose, not giving a fuck. But the way I figure is, I just don't care, man.
I'd hate to see me at work, man, just because I'm walking around just constantly. It's like, oh, man, got a wedgie, just picking at my wedgies, getting them out. Just walking, just being a... Humans are disgusting. I like how everybody plays all fucking clean and everything. And I'm like, you ain't fucking fooling me. You get in your car, you're picking your nose and shit. Get out of here.
Yeah, the other day I was at work and I asked a few people if they peed in the shower. And all of them said no. And I said, really? You never peed in the shower?
You asked that here the other day. I was it here?
I'm sorry.
No, you said you did it at work and then you did it here. I admitted to it. If I got pissed, I'm going to piss. You know what I mean? If I'm in the shower, I got pee, I'm going
to
pee.
Sometimes it's like I feel like I don't have to. When I get in, that hot water hits me, and it's like, ooh, I got to go.
Maybe. I can't say it does to me, but usually if I have to pee, I'm like, oh, I'll just pee. Don't matter. See, but sometimes I poop before I go in the shower, it's already out.
That's the double or triple S, depending if you're shaving. Ooh. The shit in the shower or the shit shave in the shower.
There ain't no shaving in my future.
Jared's got a crazy beard like Ron Swanson when he's out in the woods.
Oh, that would be hilarious. I want one. Your brother-in-law can grow one like that where it's just thick, real
yeah,
thick.
I got a crazy wild man of a brother-in-law, man. This guy is a beast.
I idolize him.
He's cool.
But the only thing with me and a beard, like right now, I notice like everybody has a beard. It's becoming a fad.
I like that. I like how I can't grow really a full beard. I can grow a mean goatee.
Right now, it's definitely awesome because outside, being -1 at a constant rate for 3 weeks, it's fucking definitely worth it, man. It definitely keeps your face warm.
How do you shave? Do you use a straight, like a razor with cream, or do you buzz it?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'll buzz it first, just buzz it right off. And then after right now I have thick. My beard is probably 1 inch long or all around, on cheeks all the way to neck. And I'll just buzz this off first, because when I was a kid, I had like a little, or not a kid, I was like, actually I was a kid, you could call it, I was like 18. Childish Jared at 18. I had like nubbles, and I just went at it one time, just pulled them all out with one of the four blades.
Oh, so, no, you didn't do it, you did it dry style?
No, I put cream on it, but it just didn't. It was so thick. You didn't
buzz it first?
Yeah, you gotta buzz it, and then I'll put, like, shaving. I like the lather, the shit, like, Barbasol. Yeah. I like the Barbasol. That stuff's nice. You just lather it all on real thick, and then just shave it right up.
Let's go to a barbershop and have them do the hot lather and a straight razor.
Like, Gran Torino. He ended up getting a straight razor, or straight shave in that movie.
I think you have to have a cosmetic license to buy those. Or you can get them out of, like, magazines or probably off the internet. They're, like, because they're so thin, you can have them in your boot, and they're so sharp and shit.
It's a lie, fucking, when I worked, when we were, well, maybe it's, like, a new thing, but when we were kids, we worked, my brother, older brother, then eventually I worked there for a couple days, worked in a greenhouse. And they had little mini straight razors to cut, like, clip trimmings off, like, roses and plants.
Yeah, but that's not the shaving ones. Oh. I dated a girl who was a hairdresser, and you had to have, like, your barber license to, like...
Like I said, it might be...
Have a straight razor. But then again, like I said, you can get it probably out of magazines.
And straight razors are quite dangerous.
They're cool. I want one. I'd shave with one. Why not?
I wouldn't. Because I think having 2014... four triple blade technology. Oh,
you ever use one of those, like, electric razors that actually are, like, not just a buzzer.
Little circular things?
Yeah, the three circles spinning. Yeah. I used one of those once, dude. It gave me, like, the roughest shave of my life ever. I had it crazy. It
didn't work.
I had awful razor burn all over my whole entire face. Oh. That's the only time in my life I've ever had razor burn was from using one of those things. And it was even one of the fancy ones that squirted out the cream, a little cum on the top, and you're like...
Maybe you broke out to that.
No, it was because I could do the razor burn.
You could feel it.
Dude. I remember I got awful razor burn the first time I ever shaved my pubes ever. I shaved like my first oof, pubes kit.
Yeah, that's the worst.
They were real long and wispy, and I'm like a little fucking. I'm like.
Do
a
you teenager. Use any aftershave? What kind of aftershave do you use?
I don't use any.
That's why
I don't get razor burn anymore.
I don't even use a razor, but when I do, I always use aftershave, man. Always. There's a gel out there.
You never get razor burn on your ball sack.
I don't use a fucking razor on my ball sack.
You don't clean shave your balls.
I do with the buzzer. No, I don't clean. That's dangerous. I got a fucking...
Same buzzer you use your face?
No, I have a beard one. And then I have the hair one. I use the hair one on my beard. And I used the beard one on my balls.
That's hilarious.
Well, I got a fucking fat face, like a round, I don't know, slender face that I just... And it's quicker for me to use the big one.
I just buzz my face.
Right? Once every 6 months.
And then I buzz my pubes, and then I clean shave my balls.
Oh, man, I'm scared to use a razor on my nutsack, man.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
One time I had, like, a rogue hair on the shaft way high up. I was like, what is this? I pulled it out and never came back. I was like, that was weird.
Oh, my God. That's fucking... That, if I ever... Like, every time I try to yank him up, a pube out of my nut. There's always one beard of fear sweat coming
it's like
down.
It's like a Hydra's head. You're like, oh my God, I have one hair growing out of the tip of my dick. Bing. Like the next day, there's like four. Bing, 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 bing. The next day, there's like 16. What's going on? What's going
on? You kill one, baby produce. Before it's all said and done, it looks like you got a fucking werewolf penis, just all hairy.
Oh no.
Sasquatch.
Be off.
Like Sasquatch got out of the water.
Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
Werewolf.
Definitely.
Well, I'm proud of this.
You can control it, right? Or you can turn into one anytime you want.
Not if it's like Underworld, where I can control it, but...
Those werewolves were bogus looking.
I'm with everybody.
Not the original. The ones in like... Sorry,
no, go ahead. Up.
The ones in the like the prequel one where they're all actually hairy wolves, that's cool. But then in the future, it's like the fleshy looking werewolf people...
Yeah, where they actually... In the movies, they can... In the prequel, they controlled it.
No.
Not the first
one. None of the werewolves could control it until Lucien, the white... Or not even the white one. There was a white werewolf.
Yeah, the one who they captured who loved the vampire.
He's the one that can control it. And anyone he bit could control it.
That big white one is the one who actually started the werewolf.
Yeah, he's just the original. He's the OG werewolf along with the werewolf, the vampire brother who... Father's an immortal.
They're milking the shit out of them now with the fucking... We listened to the I, Frankenstein. It will be on here soon. Which is horrible. That movie looked awful. I didn't mind, like, the prequel to Underworld and the first Underworld. Then it just seems like they're over.
The second one is whack.
The prequel was cool because I like that style. I like Game of Thrones status. Like,
old... Medieval.
Yeah. Old, Crusader times type fucking... Times, yeah. Dark Ages. I've always liked that. I've loved to, like... I want to see that. There was a Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I want to see
awesome.
That.
That's awesome.
I've heard great... I've heard good
That one's real good. That one's actually creeped me out when I was younger. Because it's like Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is in it. I forgot the guy who plays Dracula. Gary I think it might Oldman. Be the guy who plays Commissioner Gordon. Yeah, he plays Dracula. See, that's what's up. Because Dracula was supposed to be, like, super fucking handsome. And, like, he could, like, the women he'd bite would pretty much, like, orgasm when he'd bite them, because he was, like, you know, he's supposed to be super handsome. I mean, obviously got the vampire seduction thing going on, but, like...
He bites them and drops a digit. That's
and they
why.
Fucking come, yeah. You ever see Dracula Dead and Loving It?
That's my favorite Dracula movie of all time. That's the only Dracula movie I've ever watched.
You asshole!
Oh, my God, that fucking... Oh, whoever Igor was in that movie, that dude killed me.
He wasn't Igor, he was a Renfield.
Renfield, there you go. I know he wasn't Igor, but you knew who I was talking about.
Yeah, I just said it. He's eating bugs and stuff.
Dude, that shit was hilarious. When the commissioner, the main doctor, the police dude's interviewing him, and all he wants to eat is fucking spiders and shit. When he first gets sent off to fucking the mental ward there.
I like the way women, the Victorian way women dress. They always have their like boobies pushed up. Like,
that would be so uncomfortable.
Right? Yeah, they're wearing corsets and shit. I just think it looks pretty cool. But you ever been to a Renaissance fair?
I have not, but I've seen enough videos and everything to understand that they are.
I've been to one a bunch. There's one around here that happens.
Shout out to Sterling.
Right. It's cool. Every year I've gone, it's like pretty much the same. They sell like cool stuff. It's like a blacksmith guy making coins and. Leather worker dudes.
They don't
like, there's women there that walk around with their boobies all hanging out, and they're like, coin in the cleavage. You put your money down the front of their shirt if they're feeling squirrely. And it's,
you can cool. actually do that?
Yeah.
You put a red hot coin from the blacksmith down their
chin. Some of the women are so in character that they're like these dirty wenches, and they're like selling, they're selling awesome like honey roasted cashews and peanuts and shit. And when you go to pay them, they say coin the cleavage. You get to put the change on their fucking boobies.
Oh, they're so
some of the girls
so
there are
in
so
character.
Fucking hot. It's crazy.
You know they're down to fuck. Who you
drinking for? Meat, eating a giant turkey leg.
We should go. I want
to
go.
It's fun. The food's good, and you get to watch knights fight. Last time there was a guy who was a falconeer. And he had a hawk named Bobo, and he had a weird accent. He was like, go, Bobo! And he'd like fly around. And it was like, it would, like, he'd throw things in the air and the Falcon would catch it.
That's cool. Did they actually have jousts?
Mm-hmm.
They had
the There's like an acted joust. And then I think
is it horrible acting?
It's not bad. There was a guy cracking a whip, and there's people with like fake blood packets where they're like popping, like you saw blood.
Oh, they're pretty good, huh?
They eventually got to the point where like both knights were disarmed, but one had a shield and he bashed the other one to death with like his shield. And they're like, yeah! And then they get all.
Was it a realistic looking fight though? Because
for the most part, you can tell it's improvised. They're not hitting each other hard because they're fucking around, but they're wearing armor and they're really like falling to the ground. They're really riding horses for around and they get knocked off the horses for real.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder how many people die like or get paralyzed like Christopher
Reeve. One guy got so mad he cut off his horse's head.
Really?
No, I lied.
What do you think? This is Game of Thrones?
No. Am I the only person that doesn't like that show?
You must be, because that show is awesome.
I feel as if that show is just a build-up to nothing.
What do you mean? So
every show is a climax. Oh, a cliffhanger for something that doesn't happen. And in the one giant battle that does, they only show, the little guy, who's the coolest one in that show, cast some green fire on the water. That's the only battle you see. Dude, there's one where, like,
that's the second season.
Robb Stark goes on a whole crusade, and you don't see one fucking battle.
Well, you're not supposed to. That's supposed to be more a storyline. That's all other TV shows are. It ain't a fucking, like, Gladiator or something.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, I like seeing naked people doing stuff, but when it's, like, a 10-minute fuck scene, come on, dude, this is like a 20-minute long episode. This is softcore
porn.
It's like I'm watching a guy finger bang a girl's ass, and I'm just like, I want to watch wizards and shit. What the fuck?
I'm with you on that one. Sometimes there's a little bit too much fucking sex happening, but there's a few complaints. I like the show nonetheless. I don't think it's a build up to nothing, because there's fucking like eight, I don't know how many books there are. There's a shitload of books out there of the fucking A Song of Fire and Ice. So they gotta make one for everyone, and the dude is supposedly still making them. So now they gotta stick with the fucking not going too quick with him, and then I think that show's awesome, and I'm super excited. I think it's April 6th the new season comes out. And I got a nerd wood for that.
I got a nerd wood for the new Lord of the Rings game coming out for the Xbox One.
Hell yeah, that fucking game looks awesome.
Shadows of Mordor. Picture like an Assassin's Creed, open world, Lord of the Rings universe, but you got ghost powers too. And there's like super in-depth character systems, like every enemy you kill has an effect on the world. The orc high rankings and everything, and you can possess guys to like sabotage orc armies. Dude, it's nuts. It's so in-depth. That's the first game so far I've seen for the Xbox One. Besides, there's a game coming out called
the Kingdom Come game?
What's that one?
That game you were going to show before I left your house last night.
Oh, the fighting game. That game looks cool, too. There's one called The Division. It's done by Tom Clancy.
I kept saying The Agency. It's The Division.
The Division.
God damn it, yes.
You're like mercenaries and like when the world... It's like state of emergency in New York City. And there's like the map is supposed to be huge. And the way the map is like there's like PvP map. Where no matter where you're like, no matter where on that map, it's like you're fighting other players. There's like team shit. There's one with missions, but it's just like a run down chaotic Manhattan, and you got your little soldier guy you make, and it's cool because when you're not playing on your Xbox, people can help you out with their tablet and fly little drones. Like you're in your game, and a little drone comes down that's controlled by someone that's on their phone or their fucking like their tablet.
Oh yeah. You can do it, you just said phone, right? I was like, you can do it on your phone, I think, too, but you just said phone.
You are correct, Jared.
Yeah, I thought that game looked awesome. I've always been, I was a big fan of Rainbow Six Las Vegas, or Vegas?
Yep, I was always a fan of Rainbow, Rainbow Six.
I say Las Vegas, I suppose it's
older. The one for Xbox, I didn't like the ones where you couldn't see your character, I like the ones where they changed it up to where eventually it was like first person, but you take cover and it becomes third.
Which one was that, then? Vegas
is like that. Xbox Vegas.
Is that a first-person shooter?
I used to play Rainbow Six 3 on the Xbox One a lot. I even had a little clan of people I didn't know. The Shadow League. We used to get on every night at a certain time and do matches against
people. This is the first one?
No, it was Rainbow Six 3.
Oh, 3, my bad.
And we'd do Terrorist Hunt. We'd fill up
that was always the best thing
to do. Terrorist Hunt on Max, with Max Harris and the Hardest. But the AI was kind of bunking it because they just... Like, 5 terrorists running the line to their death. Like, dude, why do you keep running up the same door?
I used to have a couple buddies, Jeff, who will be on the podcast hopefully soon. him and a couple buddies from work, we'd hop on and play Vegas and Vegas 2 on the terrorist hunt, man. We'd fucking, the villa was everybody's always the favorite.
The big white house.
The big house in the middle with the garage and underneath, and then there's the porch. You start off
I liked the one where you started off on the roof with the helicopter, and you could, like, go down slide down the building and crash, and casino was so hard. Some of those maps were the library. Dude, I used to just play that game sometimes. I'd have a guy with a tactical shield, and I'd use an automatic pistol.
Really?
And just, I'd always be the taking point and go in, and people would hit my shield, and I'd just be like, shooting a little automatic pistol.
I've always been a guy who fucking just loved the automatic, the assault rifles.
I've always rocked, I think it was like a, I can't remember the name of it now, I always rocked rifles.
It was always assault rifles.
Like an M14, M16, something like that.
That game was so cool. Then they just, because they just been working on this awesome-ass game, I guess, or took a little break since they put out Vegas 2.
I've never liked games, shooters, where people could run around and no-scope you with a sniper rifle. Like it's a one-hit kill. You run right up to your... It's like, thanks, asshole. Like,
Halo's
that's not like what that. a sniper is supposed to do. Snipers just chill. They camp, and they shoot people. Like, that's fine with me.
Well, they just take advantage of the game. I would do it if I was good at it. I'm not going to lie to you. If I was good at it and fucking rocked it, when I played, like, I've only played Call of Duty Black Ops, the first one, and I played the fuck out of it, and I'm just tired of fucking just Call of Duty for a little while. I took a break, and, dude, I was getting real good with the AK-47 in that game, fucking just busting out headshots. I never been the fucking man at that game. I'm not saying anything like that. I get, like, a minimum 20 kills per game, and fucking...
That's a lot.
That's what I said. That's where I was at. 20, a little bit more.
One time I was 38-4 during a hardcore match. I don't even know how to do it, dude. I was nuts. It was one day I was in the zone, dude. I used to get real good at the game because I used to figure out where people were. I used to just know where people were going to be. And I don't know. For some reason, I was just naturally good at Call of Duty against people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever saw me killing it on that game. But no, I played Call of Duty Black Ops. I bought Black Ops 2 and was like, meh. Played it for a little while. It was kind of cool, some of the stuff you could do, because I didn't like, what was it, the one that came out before Black Ops 2 that's done by, like, you know, there's, like, Modern Warfare, but there's,
Modern Warfare 3? Oh, Ghost came out.
I didn't get Ghost either.
That's the newest one. This looks Modern Warfare 3 came out before Black Ops 2.
I didn't even try the story on Black Ops 2.
Nobody ever does. I'm always a fan. I think I'm one of the only people ever to enjoy Grand Theft Auto 5 fucking the campaign mode better than the multiplayer mode.
I just don't like how Rockstar promised heists from the beginning.
They know how to sell a fucking game. That's all they did, and that's why I'm fucking done with that. Why I haven't played it. I'll go back to the campaign.
I haven't played it in months either. Rockstar was like, you'll be able to plan heists like you do in the story mode, where there's a bank, you get to choose how you're going to rob it. Nope, not even fucking in the game. They said, oh, you gotta buy an apartment
the multiplayer game. Part of the game.
Yeah, you gotta buy an apartment to plan heists. Nope, not in the fucking game. They come up with all this other bullshit. Still, no heists. It's like, why did you even say that was a... I don't even know, dude. That's the only reason I wanted to play it, was have, like, you be the driver.
Yes.
I like being on point and shooting the fuck out of cops and people. I don't give a shit. And, like,
I remember when me and you went, like, October, or right when they put it out, like, 2 weeks, October is when it started, whatever. When they just put out multiplayer, they're like, all right, 2 weeks it'll be out. Then me and you were already planning on it, like, you're like, I want to be the point guy, you drive, just exactly what you just said. We're already planning on it.
I was, like, super excited.
And then it's like, oh, wait a couple more weeks. And then after they did that, I was just finally like, I'm good, man.
Yeah, they did say, wait a couple more weeks for heist, and then they just totally changed subjects. They fucking pulled a media car. Fox News does. They Fox News does, dude.
God damn it, the gamers are adorable people.
Choking on that.
But fuck, man, that game was awesome. I'm going to try to play some Saints Row here soon. What other
fucking... Saints Row 4? Yo, I was looking online yesterday on a website called The Popcorn Factory, where they sell these specialty popcorns. Some of those look so good, dude. Now, how come they got peanut butter and jelly?
Some popcorn?
Yeah, there's a peanut butter popcorn, and they come with another. It comes with, like, a purple one.
Really?
And there's, like, all these different flavors. But the thing I don't like, I don't like candied, like, sour apple.
Yeah,
neither. I don't like candy sour apple. It always tastes like bullshit.
I don't like sour apple. I just like strawberry and cherry, usually.
They have those.
Blue raspberry.
I guess it's a shout-out to The Popcorn Factory.
How are you making fucking popcorn taste like this?
You probably make some sort of, like, you make popcorn, you probably put some, like, peanut butter, some, you glaze it with whatever the fuck shit you're making.
I want to just make some. But that sounds better just to drizzle some melted peanut butter on some fucking popcorn and just pop yourself.
But how come their kernels are those round ones? You ever notice that? Like, you ever get, like, Boy Scout GMOs. Popcorn? It's, like, always those round, perfect puffed kernels instead of, like...
Oh, how we have, like, just... Do they actually just take the part and cut off the little tiny other parts around it? Just
oh my god, like a muffin top?
They have a bunch of little child servants out in Indonesia just have chopping off the little parts to make it perfectly round and send it along the line. They can do... If you have to do 1,000 kernels a minute or you're fucking gone, little kid. Oh, man.
Do you ever have footy pajamas?
Ever? Yeah. When you're a kid, you always have footy pajamas. When I was about a boy, nothing, like, recently.
I used to put them on and be like, this is my power suit. I used to feel like I had powers. I had, like, little superhero pajamas, too.
Did you have a little cape with it, too?
Yeah, I had a Superman, like, Superman onesie or whatever you want to call it, or Superman pajamas, and they had little Velcro straps of Batman. I had a little Flash one.
Oh, shit, see? That's where The Incredibles comes in. No cape, man. No cape.
I like The Incredibles.
That was an awesome movie.
Yeah, a cape really doesn't serve any purpose unless it's like Batman's, where it actually is a tool.
Yeah, where you actually use it. It looks heroic as fuck, though.
Not really. Dude, someone could just pull over your head. You ever see the real-life superhero Phoenix Jones? He's like an MMA fighter, and now he's like a vigilante now. But he doesn't ever... He, like, follows the law super fucking strictly, tries to help the cops, and usually the cops are kind of assholes to him. And he's like, here's my information! He's like, he'll chase guys down forever and they'll hide. And
he's following people and he calls the cops.
Yeah, he's always got a cell phone on him and everyone but him is out of shape as fuck. And I just
feel like a squad?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of them. Some of them are wearing like just paintball masks and like a fedora. Like there's a fat guy. I think there's a girl that's with him that's actually like legit, I think. But everyone else just seems like they're nerdlingers wearing masks, doing like the whole kick-ass thing. But they're gonna get themselves fucking killed. That guy's got like knife-proof armor.
Who?
The Phoenix Jones guy.
So this dude's legit, and then I'm not wearing. So basically, this first phrase is I'm not wearing hockey pads. Right. Fucking the Dark Knight, man. Jesus Christ.
But
these people are. I hope they don't get hurt, but I think they're doing a pretty good deed, unless they're going after like some dude is smoking a joint. Yo, let's file this nigga.
Yo, yeah, he's going there. I call the cops. I smell smoke.
Come on. I smell skunk.
He's committing treason.
That guy has his roll your own. Call the cops.
Weed.
Oh, God. Just imagine. Ludacris is driving down and freaking Atlanta.
Phoenix Jones comes out and starts beating the fuck out of him and calls the cops.
I got it.
Oh, no. Luda.
Oh, my God. Or T.I., one of them two. I'm not hating between the two.
You like that Rubber Band Man song?
I haven't listened to them. I used to like T.I. There's that one song that he came out with that was good. I just fucking vaguely put that one.
Shake your tail feathers. Oh, wait, that's Nelly, right?
He came out with one. Was it Where the G's At?
No. I don't know, man.
It sounds like a rap
band,
song.
Man. Why isn't the Taliban?
I love how he sounded like he had a piece of bread in his mouth.
Did he do that song?
Is it him? No, maybe it's not. I listen to too much bullshit. I just can't remember. You know why? Because I really don't care enough inside me to retain who the fuck sings a song. It's no offense to you people who sing the song. It's just,
T.I. listens to this podcast, so sorry, dude.
Hey, I'm not saying like that. I'm not trying to insult people who love music is what I'm saying. I listen to a song, and I just don't really bother me that much to care who sings it. It's like, that is a good song.
What, Rubber Band Man? Hell yeah.
You're about the Rubber Band. I'm just saying in general. I can't handle T.I. Or I can't, like, if, does he sing nowadays?
Well, if it's like nowadays. In that movie, that Blurred Lines video.
Oh, he was. See, yes, I do like T.I., but I really tell
dancing
you the truth.
Dancing with, like, a brush in his hand and like shit.
Newer hip-hop and shit like that, I really don't listen to.
I don't either.
Like, I'm not a real fan. I don't know when T.I.'s next fucking video is coming out or next CD.
I should.
Don't know when Ludacris' next CD is coming out.
I don't think he makes music anymore. He's always like been, like, a feature artist.
I like Ludacris' CD, Fast and Furious 6. Oh, that was a joke.
Watching good movies lately?
I've watched 12 Years a Slave. I hate the white man even more than after watching Django Unchained, which I'm starting to get tired of.
Slavery is awful. You ever see the movie Amistad?
I have not. It sounds, if it's about slavery, I didn't real it's like I slavery. Should have actually realized what this movie was going to entail. But there was a lot more meaner shit happening in like Django Unchained than in this one. But just Django Unchained was more entertaining.
Yes.
Like Quentin.
That movie's more spaghetti western.
Yeah, and fucking this 12 Years a Slave is a serious movie. It kind of made me brought my mood down. Then after that, I watched Dallas Buyers Club, which then ultimately I was like, man, what the fuck is up with all these serious movies? I can never rewatch them. I can go back and watch Lord of the Rings tomorrow, not give a fuck. But I'm not ever going to watch 12 Years a Slave or Dallas Buyers Club, and they're both great movies.
What's Dallas Buyers Club?
It's a Matthew McConaughey's movie where he has AIDS. He's like the only straight guy ever to get AIDS because he did drugs and fucked men. Mad bitches.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's all, dude, I swear to God, that dude got super, super unhealthy for this movie where he was probably on IV bags. He did not look good at all.
Oh, my God, you ever see Christian Bale in The Machinist?
Yeah. Oh, nope. I was good at The Fighter. I've seen him.
Dude, in The Machinist, that guy's down to, like, it looks like he's, like, 80 pounds, man. He ain't eating in that movie and shit. And he's, like, got super into character to where he was, like, just this little skinny weirdo.
Oh, no.
Schizophrenic guy.
What, is he like a crazy dude in that?
Yeah, he's just schizophrenic. It's a good movie. He works at like a machine shop.
It's alright.
But he just gets fucking real skinny. And it's like depressing just watching this guy waste away.
But the real cool thing about the Dallas Buyers Club is you get really sad in the beginning because you do see him lose all this weight because the dude has AIDS and whatever.
I have AIDS.
And, well, they're very homophobic down in Texas, so. He got fucking really into character. This is like in 1987 or 85 to 87 is when he got diagnosed or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he's dropping, I ain't a faggot. He's like, go fuck yourself. And as soon as the nurse, he almost punches the doctor and shit. He got into character. I was laughing a few times.
Matthew McConaughey? That guy always, to me, seems like he'd smell like armpit.
Oh, man. He looks like a friend doctor.
Well, he's always got that.
Don't be jealous of him.
I'm not. He's got a nice body. He does a lot of sit. Does a lot of sit ups. So give him that.
Don't be hating, man.
he's always. I don't know. He's probably chill. Oh, he probably smokes some weed with me.
I can't judge. He got into character for this movie. There's a few movies that I like with him, but there's more movies that I don't like with him. So it's like, okay, have fun. But yeah. That movie's real good because it just talks about how to help people. Because 1985 to 87 FDA. Oh, gets me into more corruption. The FDA would have they did test with this one cancer drug. I'm going to blow out the whole plot of it. So spoilers on Dallas Buyers Club. They had a drug called AZT where it wasn't like a original anti-cancer drug they used. But what it do, it just destroy your cells. So they give this to all these AIDS patients who had AIDS, like as a test, placebo effect. But down in Mexico, apparently this one doctor who Matthew McConaughey ends up going to before he dies, he just gives him like a vitamin and a protein, like mad vitamins and protein supplements and shit that actually start helping him. In the beginning, and when he gets diagnosed with AIDS, he said he had 30 days to live. Dude ends up going to Mexico because he can't afford or get AZT up here. So he goes to Mexico to find something. And they feed him all these drugs, and he ends up living with just these, using these supplements and this other drug for, like, 6 more years after that. They give him 30 days initially. He ends up coming back to the U.S. helping everybody. I ain't gonna give up the whole
thing. They need to make an AIDS movie where the guy's fucking a monkey.
Oh, no.
AIDS Origins. You know how hard it'd be to fuck a monkey?
Is that really where it came from?
But supposedly.
What do you mean? Why would
people in Africa got it from someone fucking a monkey.
That's stupid. How could you fuck, like, it couldn't be a monkey throwing a shit or piss or fucking something.
It'd be like a dead one.
Then how would you...
Or knocked out.
Is that real or is that just a rumor?
Because That's what I've always heard. I've always heard it started in AIDS because someone fucked a monkey.
But then it's fucking half the... No, I do believe it's what they initially thought it was gay people, but it's... I'm going with that crazy dude who was on Rogan with that fucking, where it was people who don't take care of themselves with
massive amount of drugs. That is a really good theory. People who party a lot, they're like, and is what I mean by party is like, yeah, people do a lot of drugs,
like
stay up a lot, like don't sleep, do a lot of drinking, their immune systems get fucked.
Yeah, you don't sleep, you don't take care of your body at all.
It's not the AIDS that, well, obviously when you get AIDS, you don't die from the AIDS, it's the Because you, have no immune system, so fucking, you know?
Yeah, you have no immune, no T cells or anything, and your body cannot defend off a fucking common cold.
I've always heard it was because a booga guy fucked a monkey.
I think that's some racist shit you're throwing out there. I'm going to say it's more people doing mass amount of drugs, because it came around in, what, late 70s, 80s, maybe in the 60s, when fucking drugs were at super peak, and they probably still are around here.
Well, I know it spreads from people buff fucking and doing...
I think it's just from that, from people needles. Just partying. That is the best theory, because it's easier for me to believe... That fucking a dude who fucking just loves partying and fucking all night just wakes up the next morning, repeat, literally drinking, snorting coke, doing lines, fucking shooting heroin, everything. It's easier for me to believe that your immune system is just getting bam, 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 day after day after day.
You're shot.
And you cannot recover after months or even a year of doing that. You have no immune system left. How is your body's fighting off itself in the end, because it's like, oh my god, today now we gotta fight back to get back from dehydration.
Your body works whatever you put into it, it becomes, so eventually you're gonna become like poison.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna be
so
dying,
you have
a
no
walking
immune system.
Dead person.
And that's way easier for me to believe than people. And then over in Africa, what's the number one thing you hear? People don't eat. They're always doing drugs. I looked at watch Vice Guide to Liberia. On fucking YouTube, and that shit's amazing. Just shows you what the Vice Guide to Anything is awesome. Just Vice Channel in general. Shout out, dude. Shane Smith, you're the man. Everybody on that is the man.
You're the man.
But anyways, they show these kids, and these kids at like 14, 15 years old are doing heroin. They're raping the ladies. The ladies don't know. This is their only thing. So they have whorehouses. They're just getting nailed all night. It's so bad. And it's like, how don't people have AIDS? It's more easier, and that just seems so racist to me. That black people were fucking monkeys sounds like something from fucking 18.
I didn't say black people at all. I guess if it wasn't Ooga Booga tribe.
What is it?
I'm not trying to be racist at all. I've always heard that. I never necessarily believed it. They just said that it came from someone fucking a monkey, and I always just thought about someone fucking a monkey, and I laughed. Then I really gave it some thought. It's like, wait, it'd be hard as fuck because it couldn't be like a little spider monkey because they're huge. Chimpanzees are furious.
Well, I would believe like a bonobo would slap a bitch and rape her.
Oh. What about Oliver the Humanzee?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was just a freaking nature
chimp. He wasn't really...
He was just a genetically flawed chimp.
He just wanted to fuck bitches, human ones, and smoke cigars and drink martinis, and people took it away from him.
Why is there not, like, Neanderthals or anything in between, like, chimpanzees and us now as, like, hairless monkeys? That's one thing I saw online the other day, and it's like,
the missing link?
Yeah, like, there's nothing really...
Like, well, I know, like, there's, like, fossil records and stuff, but they only go back so far, right?
Yeah, you can only question so long, but it's like, that's a good point, that there's nothing, like, alive. But I also believe we are crazy, and we probably had to fight off whatever was before us, like Neanderthal, or...
Yeah, because Neanderthal...
Homo erectus, Homo sapien, then there's Homo sapiens.
Yeah,
sapien.
If the species branched into different groups, and if one was smart, like, if there was humans where we were, like, we weren't as muscular, but we're smarter, we're fighting these fucking barbaric, savage versions of ourselves... I believe it. We maybe outsmarted them when we won.
I believe it.
But they were probably fucking each other. I bet you Neanderthal men...
They didn't give a fuck about humans?
Both types of women, but male humans wouldn't bone Neanderthal at all. Any.
That's a theory, though. It's not... Is that actually real?
It's just a theory. I'm just throwing it out there.
Maybe...
Or
just cross
the human race was created by aliens, Jared.
Oh no, no, you didn't. That's actually another amazing theory.
Super advanced beings came down and mixed their DNA with primates.
What do you mean super advanced? Oh, you need a super something that's doubly smarter than us to make us, because a chimpanzee is not as intelligent as us. Oh, good old Prometheus.
You ever see that movie?
Of course, I've seen that movie a lot of times.
Really, Scott. Those movies are awesome. I like Alien. I don't like
Alien. It's a bad movie, but...
Alien 2 is kind of bogus.
The point of the movie is cool.
Xenomorphs.
I like Xenomorphs and shit. Xenomorphs, the alien itself, but in Prometheus, I just didn't like the plot that much. I like the point they were making, how... Or just the idea they threw out there with the... was that is the alien theory that we were.
Yeah, the architect or the engineers, those white beings, he drinks that black stuff and he breaks down and shows his like DNA. It shows his enzymes like create DNA in the water and that's human.
That's cool. Or that's just the basic structure. How do you make a human? Well, never mind.
I don't know.
Just think about how that movie goes Farming. And they just fucking that water. Little black thing infects a little fucking worm and then it turns into that and then.
Yeah. There's
a flaw to that fucking plot.
What?
How come in every other one of them movies, like, they did not go with it? Because if that black thing infected a little... The way they did that, the black goo infected the worm, which turned into a snake thing, which in turn turned into the alien in the very end.
Yeah.
Right?
The snakes were a form of facehuggers.
So here we go. That guy drinks it. It breaks down him. But then what happens then? Does the black shit end up... going into, like, when other monkey species or something?
When the black stuff just... I guess when the black stuff... When a human gets in contact with the black stuff, they turn those crazy berserker zombies. When whatever
worm... I'm talking about how he made Earth right now, not, like...
Who? Oh, the Prometheus?
Yeah, very beginning, he drank that black shit.
And he broke down.
He broke down. So that shit... That black shit had to eventually affect, like, a chimpanzee or something?
No, he... When he broke down, you saw his... DNA
start forming back.
Form back into humans. Right. So he just stuff that was in the water.
So he eventually just made up, which is why we're water based, isn't that? Or hydrogen.
I don't know if they went that deep. They just showed his enzymes formed. Mixing cool. with other ones.
All right, that's cool. See, I like cool points like that, but it's like, why you guys can't add any like good acting? Like they're, I can't even explain. That movie is like, there's bad points to that movie, bad fucking punchlines and shit like that. I like Michael Fassbender. He was in that 12 Years a Slave movie. He was played pretty good racist motherfucker.
Who's Michael Slavebender?
Michael Fassbender.
Oh, Fassbender.
Michael Slavebender. Slavebender.
No, I said it. You said Fassbender. Is he the big black guy?
No, Michael Fassbender is the robot in Prometheus.
Magneto.
Yeah, Magneto. I like that dude. He played a good race. You should watch 12 Years a Slave.
Nah, I'm good on that. I'm not into racism stuff. I understand it.
It's pretty heroic. The guy gets... It's basically Shanghai'd into the South, and then he ends up eventually coming back to the North. And it's a pretty fucking long time. It might be around the 12-year mark he becomes Shanghai'd for. And then Brad Pitt is the hero in that movie. Boom.
Oh.
Jeremiah Pritt. I don't know where that came from. It's because he has, like, an Amish.
Oh, man, I'd hate to live in the Wild West. People are eating each other all the time, man.
I'd rather be a white dude than a black dude in the Wild West. No offense to... This ain't trying to be racist or anything, but people back then were very racist.
So they still are. It's stupid.
It's a really dumb thing. Just don't fucking... I have no clue, Kyle. I really don't. People are people. I just can't explain why people are racist. Education, man, that's the only thing.
Yeah, you're taught, because people are taught to be racist. That's why people are racist.
Stick around.
Ignorant person.
Actually have families, man, I'm sorry.
I have black family.
Well, I'm not saying it like that.
Oh, I didn't know how you were saying it.
I'm trying to make it be like, help everybody. Like, stop getting divorced, everybody, or...
What's that mean?
What do you mean?
Stop getting divorced, everybody.
Well, I'm thinking about how fucked
up. How about don't get married in the first place?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I said it.
Stop having kids.
Yeah, breeders. All you breeders out there, shame on you for a little while. Which reminds me of a movie I just watched.
Well, I was just thinking of how fucked up everything is. I just don't want to seem like I just went into that rant.
That's cool. No, I watched
what movie were you watching?
I watched a movie called Children of Men.
Oh, that crazy movie. Clive Owen. Shout out.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of shouts today. That's funny. Oh, this is our official number 10.
This is number 10?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We popped our cherries.
A little balloon just flew out of the recorder with the number 10 on it.
That was the sprinkler going off from the fireworks that we just shot off in here. Go on. This is number 10. Just rambled on.
I don't know.
All right, back to...
Children of Men. That movie's real cool. It's like in the future, it's like the year 2020 something, and there's like a global infidelity pandemic.
So that's like the future plague as guys become infertile?
It's both, male and female. Everyone's sterile for some unknown reason. And there's like a secret society called like the Human Project who are trying to figure it out. And one girl somehow becomes pregnant. Because it's like everyone in the whole world is trying to go to the United Kingdoms because that's the only place that has a government left. The rest of the world is just chaos.
Because people can't fuck.
Yeah, because like everyone, well, people they fear humans are going extinct.
So they just go.
So everything is all government like places just shut down because it's like, what the fuck's the point of going on if this is, you know, like
this is the
yeah, but it's like a police state, like a militarized zone,
my friend.
And it's all about him escorting that pregnant girl to the boat. It's a really good movie. The way it's filmed is just, real cool.
How does she get pregnant? Just someone
probably. Someone probably banged her. She got raped, probably. Who knows?
Oh, no, that's
sad. I don't think they say.
Maybe she did the raping.
Oh, damn. Jared's getting crazy.
I'm just... why is that crazy? Maybe that dude was like, dude, I'm walking.
He was sleeping with more than one. She just hopped on it, yeah. And before he knew, he was like, whoa.
I thought you were my wife in this apocalyptic era. Never supposed to love you. I'm just throwing out the wife
thing. Jared, I peed the bed yesterday.
Oh, no, Kyle.
I don't know what happened. I got home from work. I took a nap.
I peed the bed yesterday.
I must have had a dream. Super intense dream. Or maybe a dream where... because I've had before where I was dreaming and I peed in the toilet in the dream and I'm peeing in my bed in real life. But I woke up and I was like, man, I'm hot. And I was like, I'm real wet. You know, I thought I was sweaty. Then I was like, oh, it smells. I had to wash all my stuff. And
well, you don't remember the dream?
I just remember laying down, thinking about zombies. And then I woke up and I was peeing. Or I already peed because it was.
You didn't have to tell everybody, but it's good to throw.
I gotta be honest, man. This podcast, I'm honest about everything.
You are pretty honest. I try. I am. To my knowledge, except for being a creeper watching people fuck in the corner with a cigarette, I do not. I really don't remember that. But I'm gonna. I want to remember. I'm not gonna lie. I hope I was. I hope. If that was me, I hope I was.
He's like, I wish the cherry was right below his ball sag.
Dude, I hope I was jerking off. At least I would.
That'd be so crazy.
At least that would have been like normal to do with people fucking in the room, right?
I've seen people bang next to me before, and I laughed.
That was a joke.
Oh,
that was a
joke. One time I was at a stoplight, and I looked up and looked in someone's house, and there was two naked people arguing.
Really?
Yeah, there's like a naked. I was like, ooh, I see ass. I see ass. The girl's good. And the guy was all right, I guess.
Guy was cool.
You seemed all right. He was naked, he man. Was naked. Naked man.
He seemed like he was being cool, yelling at his old lady, being naked. And
he was wearing a little cock cage.
Are you serious?
No. That'd be funny, though. I think that'd be the worst.
That would have been.
That's a real. That's a little thing, man. That's a weird little fetish.
What?
You put your dick in a little cage, and the girls, like, they tease the fuck out of you, so your dick gets hard, but it can't, like, grow, because it's stuck in a little cage thing.
That does not seem entertaining.
No, man, they're awful torture devices. I saw this weird thing called the pear. It's in the shape of a pear, but it's got like a key on the end, like a key turner, and the pear opens up in three ways, and it's spiked at the end. And people put it like in orifice, like in your mouth or your butt, and they turn the key and open it. And
that's like Game of Thrones shit.
Oh, it'd force your mouth or your fucking ass open real far with spiked things.
You didn't see the... Yeah, you hated Game of Thrones, so you didn't even get to see in the
third season. I saw them, like...
Two guys' dick cut off.
Yeah, and they were screwing something in his toe.
Yeah, he got fucked foot. Up. Poor Theon. Poor Theon.
That guy was always banging somebody.
Yeah, he was kind of an asshole. I mean, they did the ultimate payback. It's like, you went traitor on Rob, so have fun.
Yeah, and I like how they're like, the castle's surrounded. He gets knocked out. Okay.
Maybe it was just all a ruse to get him to come out.
Oh, maybe, perhaps. I don't know. Game of Thrones.
That's all we say. Game of Thrones. I would not like to live in that era just because of that aspect, the torture devices they would go through, all the
fucking... this disease, how dirty... Everyone had dirty butt cheeks.
Dirty butt cheeks. You probably have
raw... Fat bushes.
You probably had some raw hide on your butt cheeks, though, from the skin just being constantly irritated.
Why would it always be... I don't know, people were nasty back then. Like, there would be... Here was your choice back then. Either hang your clothes... above the bathrooms because the ammonia from your piss would clear the or kill the bugs that are in your clothes, or you live with bugs in your clothes.
You're right. And then it'd be worse. It's like, would you rather live in a cold place or a warm place? Because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, it wouldn't be so bad living in warm, but then I was like, oh, the Mongols and shit were pretty fucking nasty motherfuckers too.
Well, not even if you think about the Mongols, just being hot in general, like food spoils faster and all this great. It sucked, man. I'm glad we live in the time we do now. It's pretty good. I kind of wish I lived, I don't know. I just wish I had a time machine.
Just to visit it, but then you would destroy the whole time paradox to begin with.
Or are you going to the future?
Oh, no. But to go into the future, it'd be like, you're going to go in the future when everybody thinks you're dead. You know what I mean? Because you going in the future, you're alone. Like, that alone, you disappearing into the future. Where are you in, during your timeline then? Are you actually still in the timeline?
Or? Oh, yeah, you're right. Depending on how far I go.
Won't your family think you're dead? Like,
they're probably dead. And then,
I'm sorry, but it's like, say, you want, how far in the future you want to go? Say you want to go
3,000 years.
Say you want to go even 4 years in the future. Where are you in them 4 years? Are you gone? Because then where are the people who care about you going to think? You're dead? You just up and left?
That's why you probably couldn't go then. Or then I'd have to go to like a 3,000 year status.
So then, yeah.
I go there, there's giant gold statues of me.
Straight up, just
so. What the fuck is going on?
Just so you don't feel bad about hurting everybody you love for going and disappearing into the future.
What?
Huh? I'm just saying, why would you, like, to go 3,000 years, you're still gonna have to wait for your family's lifespan and everything.
But I'd be so far ahead that it wouldn't be like where I'd see myself or see anyone who could possibly be related to me.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't have the memory of you or anybody, so you don't feel as bad for going.
Well, I wouldn't have the memory, because from my perspective, the second I got in the time machine, I'm way ahead. And then...
Well, you would have the perspective of you just going in the time machine and going forward.
Yeah.
That would be all you. You would still be like, you'd come out of it, like, everything is different. Maybe we are in the future, whatever. Yeah, we are obviously in the future, but maybe everything's in advance and everything else. But then you got to start thinking, like, oh, man, my parents probably thought I died or something. Like,
well, no, not if I, one day. Well, none of that matters as long as I go back to the exact second that the guy, like, left. So I was like, dude, I know that trip never happened, but from my perspective, it did. Now I'm back in my little
Now time, I'm back at home in my own time.
My fucky ball.
Oh, quadrilateral. Dodecohedron.
You're getting weird today, Jaren.
I am weird.
He's doing this podcast naked.
What? No. Smoking a cigarette in the darkness. It's weird.
We're going to wrap this up like a mummy.
Yeah, I got to go to work. That's why I'm weird today. I don't want to go to work.
Dreading it. I got tonight off.
I'm not dreading
it. Good. Feels pretty good.
Does it? Because I'll be right with you in about a measly few hours.
It's all good. Thank you, everybody, for listening, your support. We got more followers every day on Podbean. Yes,
thank you very much. We love you guys. And follow us on everything. You know what it is. And if you don't, you don't. It's all right. I'm really... No.
You should by now.
Go to bunktastic.podbean.com to listen to all of our episodes. Shout out to Podbean. Thank you. We love you guys. Anything else you want to say to everybody? Where are we at?
No, we're good. Love you guys. Kick it, Jared. Kick it, Jared. Life is good. Destination. So we made a way with the mistake we made. She was just a picture from a photograph. And so she walked in the baker's room, knowing what she would do. Believe me, an absolute horror. She put her hands on his lips and gave him one last kiss. And sang some tune and went on a key.